The measure approved by the legislature's budget writing committee would essentially transfer about $120 million out of the state's general coffers to its Medicaid fund. The money would also help pay for prescription drug assistance for seniors. That still leaves Medicaid more than $60 million in the hole over just the next 6 months, a shortfall Governor Jim Doyle's office wanted to fill by shifting money out of other state funds, like one set aside for recycling. Hudson Assembly Republican Kitty Rhodes says that doesn't address long-term problems with Medicaid and potentially endangers services to the poor and elderly.
This is real people, it's real lives, and we owe them better.
Rhodes says the state can reduce costs by rooting out fraud in the Medicaid system. The governor's office says Doyle's budget proposal for the next 2 years already addresses that problem. The state will have to deal with its remaining Medicaid shortfall before July. The Joint Finance Committee wants to use casino payments from the Ho-Chunk Indian Nation to do that, although there's no guarantee those payments will be made by that time. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.